Democrats are in the White House and narrowly in control of both chambers of Congress. But to a group of Democratic Party political action committees, the 2020 election seemed like a barely averted disaster.
For the past, 20 plus years, the Democratic Party has been running the same playbook every presidential election cycle. And that playbook is, from January to November of that election year, they treat what they call swing voters, who, categorically are white Midwestern voters for the most part, as if they're like the magic unicorn that will deliver elections.
That's Quentin James, president of the Collective PAC. He says that strategy, it's failing. Along with the Latino Victory Fund and Third Way, his group commissioned a new report out now about what went wrong for Democrats up and down the ballot in 2020. Quentin James says the report reveals some major mistakes.
We can no longer treat Black voters, people of color voters, young voters as, GOTV or get out the vote targets, right? So in October, let's flood the communities with advertisements and campaign literature, when instead we should be communicating with those communities, for a year or two out from elections. And that doesn't happen traditionally for, again, people of color voters.
The report went district by district and state by state, analyzing local and national races where Democrats won and lost.
We, as Democrats, lost the state of Florida primarily due to a lack of engagement, a lack of message targeting the Latino community. Now, opposite, you can say that we won Arizona because we did do better with Latino voters there. We won Georgia primarily due to Black and AAPI voters. And so you can't have a kind of, brushstroke across the entire country.
Right.
But it is to say, in some of these critical swing states, the coalition that we need, right, isn't coming together in every place like we need it to be successful. And that has ramifications not just for the presidential elections in the future, but for the control of the Senate and control of the House of Representatives moving forward.
Now, your report also found that the Republican strategy of branding Democrats as radicals worked. Can you talk about those findings?
Yeah, I mean, this is very much a strategy that Republicans have kind of leaned on the past 50 years in American politics, and that is to very much try to racialize the Democratic Party and racialize any of our issues, which, unfortunately, it worked, right? It worked this election cycle. It motivated white voters to come out and vote in record numbers, and that was unexpected. At the same time, I think Democrats cannot back away from our policy priorities around racial injustice. We have to stand strong. I think the challenge this time around, though, is we were not able to pivot and defend our stances on issues clearly and aggressively enough, right? The majority of Americans firmly believe that we should reform policing in this country. That message of defunding policing in this country, right, took on a kind of identity of its own. But we can't shy away from the kind of America that we want to see just because they're going to make us seem as though we're radical or crazy. We're not. Well, we just, have to stand firm on where we are and make clear where we are on these issues to more Americans.
You've got this report out now. Who is the audience here? Who do you want to read this report?
Yeah, I mean, we want everyone to read it, but we particularly care about Democratic donors and Democratic Party leaders, right? I mean, it is critical that we are direct and aggressive in responding to these challenges. Like, we have time between now and the midterms to fix these problems. But if we wait until next summer or next fall to engage communities of color, to develop a strong pro-economic message, then I, unfortunately think we may lose the House. We will probably definitely lose the Senate. And that will put the White House again back in play in 2024.
I'm curious if you think Democratic Party leaders are naive at all about what they're facing in the 2022 midterms when it comes to voter turnout and whether that's turnout that supports the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I think a lot of people want to look at last year's results and say, oh, well, it was COVID, or, oh, it was Donald Trump, he's not on the ballot anymore. And I don't think we can dismiss what we're seeing from these communities under those contexts, right? We've been seeing since 2008 to 2020, every year, a 2 to 3 point drop in Democratic support among Black men, for instance. And so if we want to stop those trends, we have to get our head out of the sand and start to respond to these communities. And again, that, you know, we talk about in this report, right? A strong economic message, you know, a message around, you know, reforming in the criminal justice landscape, you know, not being scared and running away from issues of race because the other side's going to call us radical. Like, we have to do that stuff. If we're going to face, you know, again, success in the future. But again, part of this is people want to dismiss it as just Trump or just COVID. And that's actually not true, in our opinion.
That's Quentin James, president of the Collective Pack.